Individual happiness, he told the National Conference of Christians and Jews in February of 1936, was inextricably bound up in the happiness of the entire community.
My friends, I am happy to speak to you on Brotherhood Day. The National Conference of Jews and Christians has set aside a day on which we can meet, not primarily as Protestants or Catholics or Jews, but as believing Americans. And it is well for us to remember that this America of ours is the product of no single race or creed or class. For as I see it, the chief religious issue is not between our various beliefs. It is rather between belief and unbelief. I like to think of our country as one home in which the interests of each member are bound up with the happiness of all. We ought to know by now that the welfare of your family or mine cannot be bought at the sacrifice of our neighbor's family, that our well-being depends in the long run upon the well-being of our neighbors. This good neighbor idea, this good neighbor ideal, as we are trying to practice it in international relationships, needs to be put into practice in our community relationships. Here, perhaps, is a way to pool our spiritual resources, to find common ground on which all of us, of all faiths, can stand, and thence to move forward as men and women concerned for the things of the Spirit.